This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. 15 days till the runoff election where the 4th Congressional District has Democrat Marshall Jones and Republican Mike Johnson each vying for the opportunity to go to Washington. Jones says he and Johnson are more alike than different.
We're both pro-life. We're both pro-Second Amendment. We're both pro-military. My father and grandfather who raised me were both military veterans. We're both pro-family.
Johnson is sticking closer to the party line.
I like Marshall. You know, we're friends. We've been friends a long time. But Marshall is a Democrat. He's known by most folks to have pretty liberal views on everything.
The day after the primary, Johnson told Shreveport radio station KEEL how he was hoping the rest of the race would go.
I'm looking forward to having a positive race that he and I can debate and discuss the issues and real solutions to the problems that ail the nation and in our congressional district.
But when the state Democratic Party endorsed Jones, party chair Karen Carter-Peterson issued the following statement, quote, Representative Mike Johnson has made a career of putting hate and bias at the top of his list, earning a living from the taxpayers by catering to a small few special interests. Jones subsequently issued a statement saying while he accepted the state party endorsement, he disavowed Peterson's comments. Quoting here, Mike Johnson is a good man and I have nothing but positive things to say about Mike. And in fact, Jones has even been semi-positive about working with President-elect Trump for the good of the constituency.
I'm going to do everything I can to get along with him and his administration because that's what's in y'all's best interest.
The runoff is December 10th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.